Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Steven's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. This week I will talk about the fight between Apple and Facebook. I'm going to talk about acute innovation in Germany, and of course I'm going to talk about Jeff Bezos saying goodbye as CEO of Amazon. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. Jeff Bezos announced that he will no longer stay the CEO of Amazon. He will be the president of the board of directors. And we have to say goodbye to him. I've talked so much about him in my weekly. And you know, one of my favorite quotes of Jeff Bezos is the whole idea of day one. In Amazon, they always talk about day one. Even though we're so big, this is still the beginning. And at a certain conference, someone asked Jeff Bezos, they said, what does day two look like? And his answer is just, brilliant. He says, I perfectly know the answer to that. He says, day two begins with irrelevance, followed by painful decline, and eventually it ends in death. And that is why it will always be day one. And I love that quote. And when he said goodbye now in his letter to the shareholders, he said, look, at Amazon, we created so many innovative things. The world sometimes thought that we were crazy, but we changed habits because of it. And the cool thing is that, you know, what looks crazy and truly innovative today seems like the most boring thing in the world 2 years from now. And that was his message. We created so many innovative things that are now normal, and that is the best compliment that we can get. So let's see how it will evolve at Amazon without Jeff Bezos as CEO, but he left a great legacy. And let's talk about an innovation that Amazon is working on. They are working very hard on biometric payments, and they are installing those in some of their Amazon Go stores in Seattle. Like, you know, in Amazon Go stores, you take your app, you scan your Amazon Go app, and then you walk in, you take what you want from the shelves and you walk out. You don't need to pay, you don't need to scan anything. Payment is done fully automatically. But, you know, as a friction hunter mentality that they have, they're like, okay, how can we make this process even easier? And now they want to install biometric payments where you walk in and you pay with your hand. So you scan your hand and bam, there you go. It's just the idea that you don't have to take your phone, open the app, scan it. You know, that minor part of potential friction will be removed with the biometric payments. That's the philosophy of Amazon, removing every small friction in the entire process to make life as convenient as possible. We live in the era of smart everything, and now in Germany, they're gonna work with smart stamps. So if you're gonna be sending a letter to someone, there will be a smart stamp on that letter, and you will be able to follow it precisely to see where that stamp or that letter is going. So you will know if it's stuck somewhere in the process, you will know if it arrived somewhere. So, you know, every small detail of our life is getting sensors, is getting digital information. Pretty soon, the whole concept of the offline world will no longer exist. And this is just a very cute example of that, if you ask me. There is a huge fight happening between Apple and Facebook, two tech giants that are like rolling over the floor, fighting like teenagers over a girl. And this time they're not fighting over a girl, they're fighting over privacy and the impact on business models. Apple announced that pretty soon with their new iOS, users will have the choice to decide whether they want their data to be tracked by an app or not for advertising purposes. Now, when Tim Cook announced this, he didn't mention Facebook, but it's clear that this is a straight attack on Facebook. If people have the choice that their data is not being tracked for advertising purposes, if you say, no, I don't want that, that is a big problem for the business model of Facebook, of course. And now Facebook is really angry and they're like, okay, Apple is using its market power, its monopoly with apps to define the rules in the market over governments. And by doing so, they are damaging our business. So it's going to be really, really interesting. Yeah? But there's something to be said for both sides. Users probably want to have that choice. So probably from a user point of view, it's a good thing that Apple is doing that. And it was just a matter of time before we as customers had the choice, yes or no. And now it's going to happen. If you look at it from a Facebook point of view, the fact that it's happening so fast doesn't give them the opportunity to adapt their business model. So they're going to be in huge trouble if a massive amount of people would, you know, take that opportunity that Apple is giving them. So Facebook is going to sue the hell out of them, and it's going to be a very interesting fight. But one thing is certain, in the next few years, privacy is going to be a much more important topic than in the past. Data ownership will be a much more important topic than in the past. And because of that, I think that organizations should do whatever they can to offer as much value as possible towards the customer. Because if customers will have to make the choice, company A, do I give my data or not? Making sure that the answer is yes can only be achieved if you offer enough value today. So value for customers will be the key to getting access to their data in the future. And this whole debate now is accelerating that, and companies like Apple will play a significant role in this whole debate. So much is clear. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Please like the video if you did, share it with your friends, with your family, and I hope to see you again for the next episode of Steven's Week. Bye-bye.